Open your Bibles with me this morning to 1 Peter chapter 5. It's kind of interesting that it's a Christmas season and, you know, we look at a thing and sometimes we gather to hear the Christmas story, but the Lord said to me that everybody here already knows the Christmas story. Hallelujah. And so it's not just about him being born, but that he lived. Not only that he lived, that he died. Not only that he died, that he arose. Not only that he rose, that he ascended. Not only that he ascend, he's going to one day return.
Amen.
Amen. And that's where the stage we're in, is we're in that stage of being prepared for his return. Everything's been accomplished except him returning for his bride. Amen. And we're the bride of Christ. And sometimes when you're speaking the word of God, and sometimes we use words, and like the Bible uses words, like when he speaks about an elder, sometimes when we think about an elder, we think about somebody that's older than us. But an elder in the Bible is somebody that's older in the faith, not necessarily older in the age. Your elder could be someone that's a lot younger than you, but he may be further grown in the word of God. Jesus kind of said this in Luke 22. So if you want to look there a moment, keep your place in 1 Peter 5 because that's where we're going. But in Luke 22, or you can just write it down, Jesus said in verse number 26, he says, "But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve." Amen. Just as Jesus came to serve, that's the mentality that we're to have as children of God. Amen. So today, if you look with me in 1 Peter chapter 5, I'm beginning to read verse number 1. The Word of God says this, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not of filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." The title of this morning's message is His Course, Our Source. And we're going to look at the submission, the subjection, and the substance. Amen? Are you with me today? So let's lift the word and let's make a declaration together. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Lord Jesus, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father, again, I pray, Father God, may the words that proceed out of my mouth bring glory and honor to you. May it bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We say, Lord, have your way in our hearts and lives today, and we'll never cease to give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. First, we're going to look at the submission. So with that in mind, Look with me in your word to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13, verse number 16. Oh, am I crooked? Thank you. Thank you for straightening me out. It's a team effort to keep me straight. Hallelujah. I want you to listen up to this because the Father wants to speak to all of us here. I want you to hear something today. Verse number 16. The writer of Hebrews says this, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Verse 17, it says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give an account that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for this is unprofitable for you. And I want you to hear this. The Lord spoke to me about this. Listen to me. Many come to me for counseling. And you come to me to hear from the Word of God and what the Lord has to say, not what Pastor Carl has to say, but according to the Word of God. And God instructs you and gives you counseling and gives you guidance and gives you directions. And it didn't feel good to your flesh. So you did just the opposite. And then you found yourself in a big mess. And you say, well, how did I get here? How did I get here? I do not have a degree in counseling, but I have over 20,000 hours of study in the Word of God. Amen? In other words, when the Spirit of God speaks, it speaks always according to His Word. He'll never go outside of His Word. So when you come for counseling, the only thing that you're going to get from me is it's according to God's Word, and I'm not going to tell anybody what to do. God didn't call me to rule over you. I'm not your ruler. I'm your servant. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to serve you the things of God. I'm here to wait on you. I'm here to pray for you. I'm here to love you through the good times and through the bad times. I'm not just here to love you when you're on the mountaintop, but God has called me to love you while you're in the valley. That you're never alone. That God says that you're never alone. He said He would never leave you nor forsake you. And I know that we can call on God, but we can call on our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus are there also. Amen. We're all in this place for one another. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I see myself facing some things in this world, I get overwhelmed. But when I look at the army that God has with me, God reminds us that there's more for us than against us. Hallelujah. Amen. And what does that do? That increases my faith. It strengthens me so I can run this race. I can keep the course, right? Look at me in Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. Verse number 3. The Word of God says this. He says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among yourself, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. We all have a measure of faith. In other words, when I said that thing 20,000 hours, I wasn't exalting me. If you're coming to get something from me, you're coming to get the wrong thing. We're seeking each other for the God in one another, for the Word in one another, for the Spirit of God in one another. Amen? And everyone in the room has a measure, and some measures are greater than others. And what Peter is saying is, submit to the one that's older in you in faith. In other words, they might know a little bit more than you do. Amen. Hello. Amen. And we're our brothers and our sisters' keepers. We're in this together. Amen. That's why he says to us, for us to be able to do that, look with me James chapter 4. It's so important that we put this on. James chapter 4, verse number 6. The Word of God says this: But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You know, in other words, he gives us more grace. God resists the proud. You know, the Lord was speaking to me about something this week. He says, I cannot fix anything that's not broken. In other words, before you can get something fixed, you have to have revelation that it's broken. Amen. In other words, when I humble myself, amen. And in other words, God's here to heal the brokenhearted, set at liberty the captives, to open the prison doors, to preach the good and acceptable year of the Lord. This is the day of the Lord. We're in the greatest time in the church history. Amen. And this day that we're living in, the time that we're living in now. Amen. If you see things that are taking a place in our nation and in our world right now, what's being transitioned and being positioned for his return. You know, his prophecy spoke of these things that would come to pass, and things are falling into place. Amen. It's kind of amazing as men and women of God spoke it years ago, and people just go, well, that ain't going to happen, because they didn't see it, and all of a sudden it's manifesting itself. That's all of a sudden, it's those all of a suddens. You know? But he also says, secondly, the subjection. He said, being subject to one another, being clothed with humility. Amen? We're to be clothed with humility. We got to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We got to humble ourselves before one another. Are you with me? Amen. Look with me in Psalms chapter 138. Verse number 6. The word of God says, though the Lord be high, yet have he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Amen. In other words, God's talking to our house about being in subjection, coming under the authority. We're to be clothed with humility. You know, the word of God says in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, you know, I'm going to go here. This morning I spoke about the dark world that we live in today. And that we live in a time when there's a lot of perversion in our world. And I asked the parents in the room if they would let their children go up and sit on a stranger's lap that they did not know. Not many would you? But when he puts a red outfit on and a fake beard on, you don't have no problem. Huh? let that let your child sit on that lap. You don't know who that is. I'm sorry, we live in a dark world. Satan's a deceiver. He's a disguiser. He comes in as the very appearance of light. Amen. The Lord's speaking to you and I this season, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, they're not of the Father, but they're of this world. Amen. God wants us to be clothed with humility. He wants us to be humble. You know, you could be the wealthiest man or woman in this world and walk in humility and walk in love and be an example of Christ. And if you're looking for the blessings of God, that's what God's looking for. Amen. God's looking for men and women, amen, that ain't going to just show off. That's what the world does. You know what God does? He gives. He blesses. Give it, it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. As you give, other men shall give unto your bosom. Amen. You know, and as we look at this, we're in this world. We're not of this world. Amen. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The Apostle Paul says in verse number 11, he says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God, for the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and to all men. In other words, God blesses us to be a blessing. Amen? We're blessed to bless others. Amen? That's why he even says to us, much given, much required. We're to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. It's by His grace and His mercy. Amen? And in other words, God wants to remind us as His children that we're in this world, we're not of this world. We represent another nation. We represent heaven. We are heavenites. Hello? And the heavenites are all around the world. They're not just in one little area or one little community. Amen. He says not only that, he says be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And when I was thinking about that, and I was looking for a sub word because I was going submission and subjection, and I came up with substance. And where I came up with substance is in Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1. He says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, substance there means confidence. Faith is the confidence of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. We're looking at God's amazing grace. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse number 7. He says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Look into your neighbor and say, we're blessed to be a blessing. You know, he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the Apostle Paul, chapter 8, verse number 9. He says, We're following the example of Christ. He said in verse number 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Look to your neighbor and say, you have more than you can even imagine. You have more than you can even imagine. Because my God, my word says he's El Shaddai. He's more than enough. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the blessings of the Lord. Amen. In other words, God wants us to understand something. When we get into his system, we're blessed. I do not give to give it, to get anything back. I give out of an attitude of gratitude because God blessed me. I'm going to be a blessing. And I found out something in this walk with the Lord. I cannot out-bless God. That's from him through all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, no. God wants you to look at things, if not instead of in the black, he wants you to see them in the red. But when you have revelations of the red, it'll turn it into black. And the revelation of the red is the blood of Jesus that purchases it for you. And when you get that revelation in your heart and mind, your red, or it turns into the black. Amen. I don't know why this went this direction, but it did. I didn't hear none of this week. God wants you to understand how blessed you are. Why do you think the adversary attacks you so much? He sees your value. He sees your worth. He sees that you're blessed. He says that you're blessed going in and coming out, that the favor of God rests on you. Amen. And he's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, to steal what the Lord has purchased for you. When Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, when he said it was finished, it was done, it was complete, he doesn't have to do anything else. It's about you and I getting the revelation of what he's already done and stepping into what belongs to us. You know, we sang that song, but how many actually believed what they were singing? That they went to the enemy's camp and they took back what belonged to them. Take back your children. Take back your families. Take back your loved ones. Take back your possessions. They belong to you. Go to the enemy's camp and just take it back. Just don't hang out there. Hallelujah. God wants us to really have revelation and understanding of the season we're in. What a season to celebrate. What a season to rejoice, not about what's under the tree, but what he did on the tree. Yes. Hallelujah. It's not about what's under the tree. It's about what's in here. Greater is he that's in you. Hallelujah. Don't look to the world for its riches and think that's where your satisfaction comes from. Man, I know as a man, I thought money was the answer and I did everything to have money. And the more money I had, the more problems I had because I wasn't getting the money the right way. But when I got into God's system, hello, if faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things we haven't seen, whatever you're facing right now, go ahead and give God praise for the answer, not for the problem. It's what you magnify that wins the battle. You have to magnify God over every circumstance and over situation and recognize that he's bigger than anything you're going through. Amen. There is not one word that will return unto him void. He'll accomplish everything he sent his word to do. In other words, this is the book of his promises, and all the promises of God are yes and amen in him. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why the Apostle Paul could say in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when he was facing some, he had a thorn in his flesh. Anybody got something that's bothering you? Let's be honest. I mean, if you can't get anything fixed unless you recognize it's broken, does anybody have anything that's bugging them? Is Satan pricking you somewhere? Hello? Here's the revelation that the apostle had. He said in verse number 9 and 2 Corinthians 12, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Then the apostle Paul said, for most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. In other words, when it doesn't feel good, ow, this hurts. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on now. I'm just saying, this is what the Apostle Paul said. And he said this, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities. Why? Because he knew Jesus was going to show up. Jesus was going to show up and he was going to show off. Amen. He said, and infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. In other words, God says, nothing wasted. No matter what the enemy has brought against you, it's for your benefit. Start rejoicing for your answer and recognize that God's growing something in you. And look, God's always at work in you and I. And God never starts something that he doesn't finish. He's the author and finisher. Amen. And if you still have something you've been seeking the Lord, you've been seeking him to deliver you from it, he's on its way. Amen. In other words, you and I need to get in the position that we celebrate as it's already done. I think that's pretty good myself. Anybody with me? God wants you to understand that in this world, you're going to have some tribulation. But be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm not going to look at things the way I looked at it before. I'm going to see it through the eyes of Jesus. Amen. Jesus just looked at Satan and said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If God said it, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. You don't even know who you're tempting. You don't even know who you're talking to. I'm a man or a woman of God. I'm called, I'm anointed, and I'm appointed for such a time as now. Amen. I'm going to let God arise, and the enemy's going to be scattered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I've looked at these things, you know, submission brings remission. In other words, you can never submit. Remission or removal never comes unless you submit and recognize you got a problem that needs to be answered. Subjection, when we're subject to one another and clothed with humility, subjection brings connection. How many want to minister to someone that's so big-headed they're not going to receive anything you have to say? How many want to minister and help somebody that's going to come and tell you all the problems, but they're going to give you all the answers? Just saying. Substance brings assurance. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song,
praising my Savior all the day long.
Isn't that awesome? Shout! Wait. That was a shout? Man, you ought to come to my house. I'm having a family Christmas in a little bit. You'll hear some noise. Can somebody give God a shout? How come people will not do what you ask them to do? If you ask them to do it, they do it anyway. And we're talking about submission.
Okay, let's do it one more time.
Can we give them a shout? Yeah, that's better. In closing, the enemy came in with a roar. He's leaving by our shout. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 5, you know, first off, 1 John 5:13. Let me say this. John the Beloved said this. He said, "These things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life." It's not think so. It's not maybe so. I know. And because I know that I have eternal life, I know all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Sometimes we're waiting for God to do something in someone else, but God wants to do something in you and I. And when we let it manifest through us, it'll have an effect on them.
Thank you, Lord.
It's called cause in effect. Amen. And the Word of God said this in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10. He said, "But the God of all grace, who have called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever." Amen. What the Father is saying to you and I today is, hey, it's His course that we're following, and He's our source. You know, if I say this thing, I have to get a revelation and understanding. If I say that I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me, I have to recognize I can do everything that God's called me to do through His strength. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, He says to you and I, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Some of these things that you're trying to battle, it's not your battle. It's not your battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. We have to release it to Him. And as we release it to Him, we have to walk our life as it's been released. Because if we're not operating out of the release of God, we're holding that bondage still there. Because we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the Lord wants you and I to simply understand He's got your back. He's got your front. He's got your side. He said that He would see it and He will see you through. God wants you to understand that He's the glory and He's the lifter of your heads, of your spirits, of your minds, of your bodies. He wants you to understand who we serve. And He is saying to you and I today, in closing today, hey, as we're in submission to Him, we become subject to His authority and subjected to His authority. And then all of a sudden the substance manifests. I don't know about you, but I serve a good, good God. Come on. on. I serve a good, good God. Is God good? Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. Hallelujah.